Hello.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Hi. Did you the lady I talked to earlier?
No, ma'am.
Okay, this customer support for what? I'm sorry.
Did you leave your number for us to give you a call back?
Yeah, I was trying to pay my, you know, because I did that mixer thing on Facebook that they had to pay the
$295. Mm-hmm.
And they kept saying my card was declined. I don't know why. There's plenty of money in there.
Okay, ma'am. Give me one moment.
It's only $295, right? Just pay the shipping?
It's for the mixer. Okay, may I please have your zip code?
60632. Excuse me, I'm just very sick. I have the flu.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you and me both. I live in Chicago.
I'm a little stuffy too.
Yeah.
Okay, can I have your zip code again?
60632. And then right now, because I'm leaving my apartment, I'm moving, and well, actually, my landlord was an asshole. He wouldn't do this and that, so I stopped paying the rent. There was a lot of things going on in this apartment. He refused to fix them, so I stopped paying the rent. And then he had me evicted.
I don't like landlords like that. They don't like.
I know. And then right now, I have about another month before I got to leave here, because I went back to the court because they vacated the first one because. When we had to go, we would do everything on Zoom for the courts now. You know, you're not going to the court, just on Zoom. And he purposely gave me the wrong IP, the address to log into the court when they went to trial. He did it on purpose. So he knows he did because I kept the message and everything that they sent me. And he said, oh, he made a mistake. So they gave me an extra month. But either way, it's bullshit because the other day, the gas company was on Wednesday, and now all of a sudden, my hot water, my meter's off my gas. I don't pay the gas, I only pay the light. I said, in the 5 years I've been in this apartment, almost six, not once has the gas company come out, and all of a sudden, they're here? Come on. I'm going to call the council. I'm going to call the courthouse, of course, and let them know what he did. I'm going to call him because it is 19 degrees here today. 19. And I don't pee because my heat comes up through the floor from the boilers and my hot water. He did this on purpose. I know he did. All he ever does is come to mow the grass and to collect the rent. That's all he's ever done. That's all he ever does. He's what you call a real slumlord.
Yeah, I don't like them types. They don't like to fix anything but quick to evict you. They're just wrong.
Oh, yeah, they are. But that's a way, if that's okay, because I'm a big believer in karma. Karma, karma, karma. Comes around, goes around.
Okay, can I have your first and last name? You say Carolina.
Carolina. It's Carolina. And Barrera, Barrera. God, I might sound like a frog.
Okay, I don't know why it's not taking the payment, but it was $7.95.
No, it said $2.95.
Well, on here it's saying $7.95. I'm sorry.
You
for
see,
the...
on there they should have now. Oh my God. Okay. Well, how long do I have before I can pay this again?
I don't even know why they're declining it. Sometimes the bank would decline it. Your bank would decline those transactions sometimes.
No, I have like $25 in there, so they shouldn't be declining it.
I know I'm saying maybe. Sometimes the bank would decline if they like suspect any suspicious or unusual.
That must be what it is. That must be what it is. Is this a legit line? I mean, a legit site?
Yes, ma'am. You enter into the sweepstakes to win a kitchen mix, aid mixer?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
It's legit?
Yes, it is. You enter into the sweepstakes for a chance to win.
Okay, how long do I have to before I could pay this? I could get another card. I could use my sister's. I'll ask her.
I mean, anytime if you want. It's open. Any time of the day.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Then I'll do it again. I'll go out. Wait, but if my big shirt, which she has the same thing I have, Chase. Shit.
It's a Visa, correct?
Yeah, it's a Visa. We're both Visa. We have the same bank.
Yeah, I don't know why it does that. A lot of people been calling in and said it's been doing that. I don't know. But eventually, it'll probably go through. It always does after a certain amount of times.
How does that work, though? They got the information and they declined it? I mean, do they just keep the information or what? How does it go through?
Yes, they keep it probably. Well, you probably will have to just go back on whatever website you got it from and just keep clicking, the button until it says approve.
Okay, so it's $7.95, not $2.95. I don't know why it says $2.95 on there.
Yes, it's $7.95.
Okay, and they're going to really actually send me a mixer.
Well, you entered for a chance to win the mixer.
No, but I did. I went in and it said you won. Where do we send your prize?
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's what it says on here. Because let me look back again. Hold on.
You entered for a chance to win, ma'am. They will.
Yeah, but you enter your information, you answer the questions, and then you pick a box, right?
I understand that, ma'am, but I handle charges like this every day, and
It
trust
says
me.
congratulations. You have been chosen to, okay, I did the survey. I did the survey. And then it says you won. Hold on. It says you won. And then it says, hold on. Because, they got all these comments there too. Okay. Okay, and then I won the mixer. It comes out of the little box. And it says, did it. You won the KitchenAid robot. That means I won, right?
Yes,
Claim your
ma'am.
prize. And it said, claim your prize. And it thought I was confused.
Yes, ma'am. I understand, but I see this every day. This is my job. You enter into a sweepstakes for a chance to win. You did not win.
No, it says, claim your prize, your KitchenAid mixer.
Oh, okay. Well, is there anything else I can do for you?
Hello? No, that's fine.
Okay. Well.